Hey Krishna. So Arjuna is asking questions to Krishna that you have spoken these things and I'm confused. Please clarify. And again, in the second verse that we're going to see today, again he's asking some question. Let's see what question he's asking and what is the request that he's placing forward. Shloka number 2, chapter 3. Vyamishreneva vakyena buddhim mohaya siva me. Tad ekam vada nishchitya yena shreyoham apnuyam. So here Arjuna is saying that me buddhim, no, my buddhi, my intelligence, mohayasi eva. Now my intelligence is bewildered. Why your intelligence is bewildered? Hearing Bhagavad Gita, it should be more clear. But then he is saying it's bewildered. Why? Because Vyamishrena means equivocal. Vyamishrena vakyena. By your equivocal instructions. And then he is saying that therefore, ekam vada nishchitya yena shreyoham apnuyam. That please tell me decisively, nishchitya, please tell me decisively, which will be most beneficial, shreyaha, which will be most beneficial for me. So Arjuna is saying that you spoke a lot of things, O Krishna. And now I am confused, I don't know what to do. So please help, please clarify. Nishchitya, decisively tell me, shreyaha, which is best for me. Now see, Krishna has spoken multiple things. Prabhupada is giving a list of it. First, Krishna spoke about Sankhya Yoga. Hope we remember the body-soul concept. Then Buddhi Yoga. That is, some verses spoke about Bhakti Yoga. Some verses spoke about Nishkama Karma Yoga. That is Buddhi Yoga. Then he spoke about control of the senses by intelligence. Do we remember this? Towards the end, we saw that in the second chapter, where Arjuna had asked question, that how a sthita pragya controls his senses. That is, how does he sit? And in that we have discussed this. Work without fruitive desire. This was also discussed elaborately. And the position of the neophyte. So how is a sthita pragya and how is a neophyte? So all these things are discussed, you know, very nicely. Now, after hearing all this, Arjuna is putting forward this question. Because Arjuna feels that, you know, these things what, you know, you have given is very unsystematic. Can you imagine someone telling Krishna unsystematic? This only an associate like Arjun can do. So he's saying that, see, whatever you have spoken is very nice, but then it's not systematically spoken. So now I want you to put forward in a systematic way. Because, you know, Krishna might have stopped the entire Bhagavad Gita because second chapter covers all the philosophy, you know, that he wanted to give. So Arjuna is like, ruko ruko. Now you tell me systematically. You told everything. Now you tell me systematically. Arjuna therefore wanted to clear up these apparently confusing matters so that any common man could accept them without misinterpretation. See, whenever there is some complex subject matter, everyone around will come to give their opinions. According to me, I feel, I guess, these are the different words that they use. And this is not at all entertained in Shastra. Whatever is given in Shastra, that has to be accepted as it is. Prabhupada also names Bhagavad Gita as it is. So very important point is that whenever there is a complex subject matter, many jnanis, you know, will come to give their interpretation. And Arjuna did not want this to happen. Because as soon as interpretation is given, it can be misinterpreted in various ways. The talk can be misleading to common public. So Arjuna wanted a clear-cut statement so that people can follow as it is, without any ambiguity. And then he says that although Krishna had no intention of confusing Arjuna, so here there is a word eva, that is Vyamishrena eva. So this eva stands for this particular line where Arjuna is telling that I know that you have no intention of confusing me or bewildering me. Because you are all merciful. You want to tell me, you know, straightforward what I am supposed to do. But then, what is that? Arjuna could not follow the process of Krishna consciousness. But then I am not able to understand. If I am not able to understand, what common public will understand? Either by inertia or by active service, by his questions, he is clearing the path of Krishna consciousness for all students who seriously want to understand the mystery of Bhagavad Gita. So here Arjuna is asking these questions for all the Shloka a Day students. Because the answer to this question which Krishna is going to give now will help a lot. Help a lot. See, Bhagavad Gita, already Bhagavad Gita, people feel it's complex. And if it's not clear, if it's not systematic, then just imagine how complex it will be. And how many people who will manifest themselves as guru, the dhongi sadhus, and try to mint money. So here we see Arjun being so compassionate on all the fallen souls like us. He's making it very clear. And he's asking Krishna that please clarify these things and put forward in a systematic way. So this discussion of Bhagavad Gita is not for Arjun, as I already mentioned in one of our verses previously in some video. It's not for Arjun. Arjun is a great stalwart. He does not need all this. He's a fixed up devotee. He's a close associate of the Lord. He's a sakha of the Lord. He's a friend of the Lord. He does not need this philosophy. This philosophy we need so that we can enhance, enrich our life and attain the ultimate perfection of life. For this one reason, Arjuna, is acting, as if, he's completely bewildered and he wants, some clarification. And Krishna, great stalwart, a great personality, very nicely he's answering. So it's like a drama basically. This drama is only for all of us. See how merciful Lord and his associates are. Only reason why they're doing this entire drama, all this circus, is only for us. Only for us. So that we can learn and enhance our understanding when it comes to attaining the ultimate perfection of life. Now from next verse onwards, the first word will start. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. So let's see what Krishna is going to speak. And how is he going to start this philosophy of Karma Yoga? And all the misconception related to Karma Yoga will be very much clarified by Krishna in this particular chapter. So let's explore from next video. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.